Blog Talk Radio.
Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
All right. How you doing tonight? My name is Joseph Gibson, and this is Blog Talk Radio. It's July 15th, 2015. Okay, it's 6 p.m. on the East Coast. I don't know where you are or what time it is where you are, but it's 6 p.m. here. But I got a couple things I want to say before we start beginning the show. I promised somebody I would give his gym a little plug. He's an old friend of mine, boxing gym down in South Carolina. And, you know, you can get an everyday workout at the 9-round, 30-minute Kickboxing Fitness of Indian Land, South Carolina. 30 minutes, full body workout, no class times, workout changes every day. And the best part, there is a personal trainer with you every time you work out. So if you're serious about getting in shape, go visit Bill Cooley and his awesome trainers at 9-round Indian Land, South Carolina. All right. I just wanted to give him a quick, he asked me to go ahead and plug his gym. I told him I would, and those are the details he gave me. So, hey, if you're trying to get into shape, you know, go visit him and get yourself a good workout, and especially with all the chemicals they're putting in the food nowadays and, and all the garbage we have to eat. You know, you should go out and work out and try to get into shape. And, you know, I used to be very, very serious about working out, six times a week. You know, I barely work out anymore. You know, you start listening to negative, you don't need to work out, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, well, yeah, that's easy, easy for you to say when you don't, but when you're 200 pounds and you got 4% body fat, you know, I don't want to lose that. I want to stay in shape. You know, I want to continue to bench press 250 pounds, you know. I like curling 120 pounds. I like being strong and in shape and fit. You know, you feel good about yourself. But, you know, that's why fat people are so miserable, you know. They don't, you know, they criticize you for working out. Well, you know, look at you, but you call them fat or criticize them, and, you know, you're a terrorist nowadays. You're labeled a terrorist. Probably a hate crime, too. And, you know, you probably have the Fed that you're knocking at your door. But anyway, I wanted to give an update on the Confederate flag issue. I mean, this issue just won't go away. The Confederate flag now is a big issue in Alabama and Mississippi. It's offending everyone, and it just has to be banned. And, you know, basically, we need to forget. We need to take it out of the dictionary. It has to be banned and forgotten about and never replaced. And no one, you know, we should never even talk about the Confederate flag anymore. Let's make a law where we don't even talk about it. And if you're caught talking about it, 5 years prison, right? What do you think? That's what everybody wants. That's what everybody's talking. In Wallingford, Connecticut, this past weekend, Wallingford, Connecticut, okay, this was reported by the Record Journal, in Wallingford, Connecticut, that a man at a flea market saw a vendor there selling Confederacy memorabilia. You know, belt buckles, you know, flags, and what have you, and Civil War items. And he calls 911 to have the Wallingford police go out there and try to have the man arrested because he was offended. No lie. Look it up. It's a true story. I don't have the article right here in front of me, but I meant to bring that up yesterday. But, you know, this is what society has turned into. You offend me. You know, it's ridiculous. What the heck is going on out there? What's wrong with people? Well, I mean, should the Confederate flag have been removed where it was? Hey, look, really, to be honest with you, I don't really care if it stayed there or if it got removed. But a lot of people, you know, if my great-great-grandfather was a Confederate soldier and I was born in the South, I guess, and I had a lot of Southern roots, I guess I would really want it to stay there. You know, that's how I see it. I would want it to stay there. I'd want it to see it flying in the South as a symbol that the North was not, could not, or the bankers, that is, of the Great Britain who tricked the North and the South to confront each other. And that's the whole history. You know, we're not going to get into a history lesson again tonight, but that's how the Civil War started, because of the high tariffs and taxes that the South had to pay. And most of the biggest and prominent banks were up north at that time. And Southerners were like, hey, you know, where's our piece of the pie? And, you know, they were struggling. So they wanted to break away from the Union. Not saying that they didn't want to be the United States anymore, but they didn't want to be part of the Union. They wanted to be independent and sovereign. Okay, sovereign states. And you know, it doesn't mean, like I said, each state would have had their own president. That's not how it was going to be. Well, you know, Lincoln didn't want that. He wanted to preserve the Union. And there you go. You got the war. But some people think that the war was fought over slaves. Tell me something. It was fought over slaves. How did it start? How would it ever, because, you know, I want to know, how did the war start then? How was the first shot fired if it was over slavery? I want to know. All these people, that's the question that should be answered in the mainstream media. You say it's a symbol of hate, the flag, and that's what it was over, the Civil War, slavery. Well, how was the first shot fired? Did they start having riots in one of the towns in the South because a slave was killed or something? Is that how it, what happened? Why did the North declare war on the South, or the South declare war on the North? Why? How? Obviously, it wasn't over slavery, okay? They had to come to a resolution of war. Congress had walked out at that time. You know, like I said, I don't want to get too far into it, but I forget what Congress it was. But it was in 1861. The Congress had walked out, and they never reconvened because they didn't want any more part of the North. That's what had happened, and that's it. And, the South and North went to war. And slavery was never an issue of the war, had nothing to do with it, and the Confederate flag was never really a symbol of the war and had nothing to do with it. However, throughout the years, as it's progressed, the Confederate flag has been adopted by certain individuals who are racist and who hate certain people for whatever reasons they are, you know, they have used it as a symbol, and everyone has revered the Confederate flag as being a symbol of hate and oppression, okay? So if people believe the wrong thing or the falsehoods of a certain symbol or material object, then, and it's not true, it should not, it just has to be, that type of thinking has to be reversed. But what I've come to realize is, no matter how you talk about this issue or how you try to tell people about this issue or you try to educate them about the facts of the Civil War and the Confederate flag, they will deny it. They won't accept it. And even if they agree with you, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It still stands for hate. Still stands for hate. I don't care. I don't care what you say. I believe me, I've had this discussion with people. It still stands for hate. I don't care what you say. You know, this is the mentality, and this is what we have to deal with out there. You know, people who are well informed and who are educated don't really want anything to do with society anymore. They keep to themselves, and you know, they try not to participate in society. People like me, I try to wake up people in society to the truth and the facts. You know, I'm not out there every day. I'm not a famous politician, and nor will I ever be a politician. But I like talking about issues that really matter, and I like to bring them to the forefront. I'm a very direct person who likes to tell you like it is. I've been told sometimes I'm a little too hard and I'm a little too direct, but I don't understand. Truth is truth, and a lie is a lie. Now, have I told lies? Do I lie? Yes. I'm not perfect. Nobody is. Talking about, you know, political issues or history, there's only one way how it really happened, okay? You can't interpret history the way you want and apply it as you can't apply it as actual factual history. You can't do that because what happens is the truth gets lost and buried, and then you get misinformation. And then when people try to bring up the truth, they become angry and resentful towards you. They'll call you crazy, a conspiracy nut, what have you. Okay, I got a couple emails about the RFID chip I did. I had a couple people tell me the RFID story that I told the other night, the microchip that they're going to put under your skin in a few years. I don't think it's going to happen by 2017, but I think within the next 10 years, in my opinion, okay, I will state my opinion on that. I think in my opinion, within the next 5 to 10 years, I believe some sort of catastrophe is going to be created to convince everyone that the right thing to do is accept this transponder device under your skin, in your right hand or in your forehead, all right? I really, in my opinion, I believe that's what's coming because I could see it. Society is so easily bamboozled and fooled. And people don't want to be bothered. They'll just go along with it so they don't have to stand up and fight for it. Because, you know, hey, we don't want to lose that car in that driveway. We don't want, you know, we don't want to miss that softball game on Sunday night. You know, hey, what the heck? It's just a microchip, right? I'll be safe. The government has access to everything. It'll be safe. That's what people will do. Yeah, it's a good thing. And the people who don't want it, it'll give people a chance to hate other people now. You didn't take the microchip. He's a terrorist. You know, they'll be going after you. You'll be labeled a cast out. You'll be a nut, a fruitcake. You'll be a terrorist. Okay? Well, that's what's going to happen. In my opinion, that's how I see it's going to happen. You will. I mean, they're not inventing this technology, folks, for no reason whatsoever. You know, they're not inventing this microchip just to put it out there. Okay? It didn't come out of nowhere. They have it for a reason. And whether you like it or not, a lot of your products today are already chipped. They already have RFID barcodes on them. I mean, you see it in the grocery store. You scan your groceries every day. You know, so that scan is a computer transponder. It's transmit a signal to that cash register and to a computer, to the main computer in that store, and they know how many apples or how many oranges went through those cash registers that day. Okay? And then it sends up a flag and says, you know, hey, we got to order more apples and oranges. We sold 20. We only got 30 left. You see? That's a good thing, right? That's great. It reduces the work on the people who have to really go and see if they have enough apples and oranges. Hey, we could become even more lazy now. It saves time. It's a good thing. We don't have to mark price tags anymore. Remember years ago we used to have to have price tags on the product? Some stores still have that, but I remember when I was 16 years old, we had to have a pricing gun. We had to put the price into the gun, and every night we cut open a case of, say pears, a case of pears, canned pears, you know, up, 79 cents, up. I'd have to stamp them, and then I put them on the shelf. And then it had a bigger tag so people could see the price right underneath the product, and that was very important. And if it had the wrong price on it, guess what? You got that product for that price. You got it for the lower price if there was a mistake. So if I, me as being a stock clerk, if I stamped that can of pears, say, at 59 cents, and it was supposed to be 79 cents, guess what? You got it for 59 cents. The grocery manager would come to me and say, hey, Joe, what's wrong with you? That's your aisle. You're in charge of that aisle. You priced that product the wrong way. Well, you wouldn't get fired after, you know, the first couple mistakes, but you keep doing that, it's going to cost the store money. Boom, you're fired. You know, we don't have that anymore. Now it's easy. Now I can just throw it on the shelf. The price is already there. It's in the computer at the register. I don't care anymore. Less work, right? Now I can walk around doing nothing. Customer bothers me about that. I don't know, aisle six, right? We saw that last week when I called Walmart. They didn't even want to talk to me. You know, customer service at its best. That's what I called it. They didn't even want to talk to me. Put me on hold for like 5 minutes. You know, I mean, it was just like, and then on holding. And none of them answered my question that I really wanted answered. Those of you who caught the show, you know, they didn't know anything about what I was asking. Finally, when I got to the store manager, he was so scared he didn't want to answer the question. So, you know, he passed the buck over to the media department. So that's what's going on out there. If this is the world that you want to live in today, then by all means, let's continue forward. Let's get chipped like dogs. Let's get chipped and have all our medical information. I mean, it's a good, like I said, it's a good thing. They say, look, you know, what happens if a woman, an elderly woman, falls down in her house and, you know, nobody knows who she is? She's got a microchip in her forehead now. We can scan it. We know everything. Doctors could save her life. Well, what have we been doing for the last 1,000 years? You know, come on. We don't need this. You don't need a microchip. And I, from what I hear recently in an updated story on that microchip story, in Venezuela, school children now have an option to have a chip implanted in them so they can buy their school lunches. And those students who decide to be chipped, you can look it up, true story. You can look it up. Students that are who get chipped, by the way, they get free lunch for a year. You see? They convinced those parents real good, didn't they? Hey, you better chip little Bobby over there. Chip him. Or that's Venezuela, Jose. Oh, you're a chip little Jose, right? Right? Go ahead. You better, we get a free lunch for a year? Whoa! I mean, down there, that's a poor country. You know, free lunch for you know, a whole school year, that saves the parents a lot of money. Chip them. Chip them. I mean, you could look it up. The story's on the internet. Instead of watching American Idol or whatever they got on primetime today, look it up. This is what's going on. The Real ID Act of 2005 passed. It's going to start being enforced. Right now it's voluntary, this microchip thing, this RFID chipping. It's voluntary. But eventually, like all things that are voluntary, will become mandatory. Perfect example, vaccinations out in California. At first, voluntary. Okay? And then what they did is they phased it in, right? Well, if we'll do religious exemptions. You know, if it's a religious belief, then okay. You just got to fill out this form and answer a few questions. This way here they know who the people are that don't want the vaccinations, by the way. Just like gun registration, they need to know who really owns the guns. This way here, when they ban them, they know, you know, they know who's got them. But anyway, yeah, it's voluntary. Then it's a little involuntary. Now it's mandatory. In the state of California, you're vaccinating your child, or guess what? Not going to school. And let's see here. That kind of conflicts because I believe in California, I'm not 100% sure, I could be wrong. If someone wants to type a message or send me or, put me straight on this, I believe in California you're not allowed to homeschool your children. I think it's against the law. I'm not 100% sure on that because some states don't allow you to homeschool. So what happens? Now your kid's not, guess what? You got social services knocking at your door. Can we talk to you? No, get out. Okay, we'll be back. We'll be back with the police department. Cop knocks on your door. We need to talk to you. Why isn't your child in school? It's happening today. These cases are happening. No, you don't want to talk? Okay. Good luck. Take care. Goodbye. I'll leave your property. Next day, 5 o'clock in the morning, SWAT team kicks down your door, throws the shock bombs in the house, the flashbang grenades. In some cases, they just kill everybody in the house. Most cases, they kill the dog. The dog gets it first. If you got a dog, they get shot first. Team comes in. You're all under arrest. Kid gets taken to foster care. Now he's in state care. So he's being tortured now. Your kid's going to be tortured. Oh, don't believe me? Like I said, look it up. All right? Those foster homes, everyone knows foster kids are abused. Come on. We don't even need to analyze that. All right, now your child's being abused. You're going to family court for the next 3 years. You got to hire a maggot lawyer, okay? Because they are maggots. I've had my share with lawyers. I've had my time with lawyers. I've dealt with a lot of them. And if you don't like it, too bad. What I'm saying, lawyers are maggots. They don't serve a purpose. Well, actually, you see, I can't call them maggots because a maggot serves a purpose. Lawyers don't serve a purpose. They just rip people off for real. Maybe there are a few good attorneys out there, but I haven't really ever met any, throughout my life. All they want is the money. They'll chase their mother down for a $20 bill, okay? But anyway, now you're going to family court for 3 years, and, you're trying to get your kid back, and the court's got you, and they're going to lay down conditions. Well, you know what happens? You end up getting the vaccinations because you're going to get them. Because you want to know why? When your little child, your little girl, your little boy was in foster care, guess what? At social services, the social services and the nurse showed up and they popped them up with a needle. And they shot them up with everything that the state wants them to get shot up with. And that's the way it's going to be. Some people can argue with me and say, what if your child gets sick and infects the entire school? What the heck? Listen to what you're saying. Come on. Knock it off. Are you for real? But that's the projected for the micro. That's the projection for the microchip, folks. So you will be chipped. The one story was from NBC News. Brian Williams, I think he did it in 2014, March of 2014. You can look it up on the internet. The story's there. You're more than happy to check it out and verify whatever I say because I'm just not talking junk here. Like I said, this show is going to attack the real issues we face in society today. And if you've got something to add or if someone out there has something to share or if you can contribute, I don't screen calls like the other hosts do on Blog Talk Radio. I don't screen them. I'm not going to ask you questions before you come on the air. You want to come on the air, I'll put you on live. You can say what you got to say. But I'm going to tell you right now, you act stupid, you start threatening people or acting silly, I'll block you and you'll never come back on again. So I just want to let people know that right off the bat. I will not screen calls. I'm not going to censor you. You have a right. This is your platform, too. The people out there listening, I know some nights I just ramble on and I don't take any calls, but, you're more than welcome to send me an email and say, hey, I had a question for you and you didn't take it. Now I'll apologize. Like the other night, someone had a question and I didn't take the call, and we ran out of time, and they sent me an email and said, hey, I had something really important to share with you. So, I apologized, and that person the next night got on. So, this is a platform for everyone. This is a public forum. I'm only the host of the show. I'm not your government. I'm not going to tell you what to do. but I will keep the peace, okay? I'll make sure that, you know, like I said, you're not going to threaten anybody or be silly and then get me in trouble. So just keep that in mind if someone wants to call in or type in the chat box a question, because we do have a chat room that's open, and I put it in there tonight. Chat amongst yourselves if you want to go online, because you can't get through on the phone lines. Because a lot of times my phone lines are, you know, I can only handle 50 calls. And if I have 40 calls or even 50 calls on the screen, it's impossible for me to scan all through them and look for that little question mark because they pressed 1. You know, I know some shows, they have a bell that rings in. I know I was on Enterprise Media a few months ago, and I liked their system. That, you know, you press 1, the caller presses 1, and a little bell goes, bing, and now you know that person, you know, there's somebody in there that wants, and then to come on, and then the host has an option to, you know, bring them into the conversation. I like that system. I don't have that system here, so I have to look for a little question mark next to your phone number if you're trying to get in or try to add a comment to what I have to say. But there's another story I wanted to bring up, and this is a powerful story, and it makes me pretty sick. I'm going to read it to you. This is by Aiden Salazar. Okay, this is written by him. There's a story that he put up yesterday, and it's been reported today. I should have told you yesterday about it, but I ran out of time. And today, I'm going to go ahead and read it to you. This is terrible what's happening. I hope some of you have heard about this and are trying to take some sort of action, maybe writing a letter to your governor or your congressman, or send them an email, because this is disgusting. But anyway, because your tax dollars fund this place, by the way. You Christians out there, you should be ashamed of yourself. You know, your tax dollars are funding this. You really should be ashamed if you're not fighting against this. But anyway, this is a story. A disturbing hidden camera video out of Los Angeles features a Planned Parenthood clinician discussing the practice of selling the body parts of aborted babies in blatant violation of federal law. In the video, part one of a 3-part documentary series from the Center for Medical Progress, Planned Parenthood, Senior Director Dr. Deborah Nucatola, it's Nucatola, Nucatola, I believe that's how you pronounce it. But anyway, explains to a male and female couple over lunch how the procedure goes down and which human organs are most popular. Disgusting. That's disgusting. I'd say a lot of people want liver, Dr. Nucatola says. And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance. So they'll know where they're putting their forceps. This is disgusting. The kind of rate-limiting step of the procedure is calvarium. Calvarium, the head, is basically the biggest part. Dr. Nucatola nonchalantly describes that the calvarium fetches the highest price, and that prices for body parts generally range from $30 to $100, all while eating a salad, she says. Oh, God. These are people in your society. Where is this person? I want to see them. I'd like to meet them. Disgusting. That's sick. We've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver, because we know that. So I am not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I can get it all intact, the abortion doctor says. And with the calvarium in general, some people will actually try to change the presentation so that it's not vertex, head first, she continues. So if you do it starting from the breech, there's dilation that happens as the case goes on. And often the last step, you can have an intact calvarium at the end. The video also reveals Dr. Nucatola is aware of the practice of selling mutilated dead baby parts effectively violates federal law, which prohibits the sale of fetal tissue produced from partial birth abortions. And I looked it up, what federal law she's actually violating. It's 42 U.S. Code 274E and 42 U.S. Code 289, G-2, which all is a felony, by the way, under federal crime, and it violates the Commercial Traffic of Body Parts Act of an aborted baby, and it's automatic 10 years in prison and a $500,000 fine, mandatory. So this is the director of Planned Parenthood. I didn't watch the video because it was pretty disgusting. You know, I don't like to see children hurt. And that's sad. It really is. And if there's people out there who can go on about their daily lives and not and reacting to a story like this because your tax dollars fund disgusting places like this, I just don't see it. I mean, I sent out a couple emails today, and I called her what she was. She's a monster, a monster. That's a disgusting person right there, you know? How could you cut up a baby and then sell its parts? You got to be a sick person. But she's a doctor. She's a doctor. She's an important person in society, right? Hey, we got a choice, pro-choice. Pro-choice people, I don't believe it. If you're so much pro-choice, what about the man? How come he doesn't get a choice? You know, why doesn't he get a choice in the issue? So, I mean, you're pro-choice. Everyone has a right to make a choice, right? Well, how come the man don't get a choice? You know, I'd like to know that. I could see Planned Parenthood shutting down pretty soon. I really could. It's horrifying. It really is. I just don't believe that something like that in mainstream media and the Christians in our community. You know, I believe in Jesus. So I'm a Christian. Aw, man. You know, do your part then. And I'm like, hey, listen, there's probably a lot of Christians that are in an uproar about this. And God bless them. Good for you. You know, you should. But I just cannot carry on every day without, thinking about something like this. They were selling baby parts. And my tax dollars are paying for it. You know, come on. It's really, all these clinics should be shut down until a federal investigation and probe is brought down on every single clinic around the country. Until an investigation is concluded, if that clinic participated in these types of despicable acts, they should be shut down. The people who ran that clinic, worked at that clinic, and knew about it should be arrested and charged. And they get their jury trial. If found guilty, hung. That's how I would do it, but we don't do that anymore, so they got to get a needle now. But they get their needle. I bet nobody will do it again. This is disgusting. This story really had... But yet we're worried about a Confederate flag flying. Oh, that flag offends me. I'm so upset. Oh, I'm hurt. Come on, man. What's wrong with people today? Really, what's wrong with you? My friends, my family, people out there listening tonight, what's wrong with you? You know, how could you allow something like this? How could you turn your head? I mean, somebody must have known these people were doing this. And like I said, they just passed a vaccination law in California. Many people were upset about that. What are you going to do about it? There's nothing you could do. Now the law's passed. You know, we talked about the microchip law, all these things. I'm putting them all in one basket tonight. You know, we talked about the microchipping aspect. What are you going to do? It's already law, 2005, the Real ID Act. It's in the healthcare law. I read it last night to you, word for word. Okay? What are we going to do? I mean, does anyone have an answer what we could do to fix this? I mean, if you don't, then I understand. I mean, nobody can, you know, we can't fix the world here in one night. But what I'm saying is that we have to have some sort of awakening. You know, we have to be able to, contribute somehow, some way to make, you know, these things, society a better place. That story right there affected me today. It really did. It affected me last night, but I didn't really go in. Study it too much, because this was news a couple days ago. You guys just heard about it. Well, I mean, if you're a researcher like me, you would know, but I've known about this now for a couple days because it was out in alternative media. But the CNN and Fox have just reported it today. You see, I'm about, people who do alternative media research are usually about 2 to 3 days before the people who just watch TV or listen to the radio. And then the people who don't listen to the radio or watch TV, they're about a couple of years ahead of them. They don't know what the hell's going on. But anyway, you know, this story really, really affected me. And, you know, cutting up bait. I mean, abortion is really a hard subject to address anyway. I mean, for anyone out there, I know I've gotten yelled at by pro-choice people. What right, you know, but I don't care. I don't care. I believe that. And, oh, by the way, this doctor did these abortions where she sold the baby parts up to 24 weeks. And if any of you women out there know about how far along you are, as 24 weeks, the baby is pretty far along, developed. I took my wife to an ultrasound place where they do the 3D pictures, and you could see the baby in the womb. They took pictures of my baby, my son, and they see every image. You can see the baby's face. It's like, that's what technology should be used for. It was used for a very good thing there, because, you know, we got to hear the baby's heart, see the baby's face, what he looks like, basically. The baby was actually sucking his thumb 21 weeks. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe a little bit sooner. I don't know. My wife maybe will be mad at me because I don't remember. But I think it was at 21 weeks. I'm not sure. But imagine that, 21 weeks. Now, this doctor does this at 24 weeks. Horrifying, isn't it? What if you were that baby? What if you were that baby getting your head cut off? Wouldn't you want somebody to try to save you? You know, think about that tonight. You know? When you turn on your whatever you watch on TV nowadays, you know, it's disgusting. I mean, and people say, well, don't worry about it. That's not you. Why do you worry about these things? But you want to know why? Because I like to protect people that can't help themselves. That's why. That's why I'm blessed by the good Lord. And if people hate me, then I'm doing something right. That's how I look at it, because the world is wrong. And, you know, we should really, really, really start to look in the mirror and address these issues. And, you know, one more story I wanted to touch up on. I got to find my notes here. Because, like I said, last night I had a guest, and he canceled. That screwed everything up on me. Because, I you know, like I said, this show isn't transcribed, but I try to put together a presentation where I can inform people and try to help people. And maybe some people, you know, like if you want to call in and say something, I usually let people just go ahead and call in and say what's on their mind. Now, this is about I think I read this last time. This is about the Confederate flag down in Alabama. The police, they have the Confederate flag on their car, or a resemblance of it, and people are up in arms about it. And that's the abortion story. So that's about all I got for you there. But I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, if anyone wants to call in, this is your chance now. If not, I'm going to basically start getting ready to wrap it up. That story pretty much shut it down for the night. But I'll be back again tomorrow night at 6 p.m. So if any of you have a question, or you can just type it into the chat box. There's some people chattering in there, because I don't have a moderator in there. That's fine. But you know, like I said, if you have a question, you can go ahead and call in. If not, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up, guys. But thanks for listening. All those who support me, thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in and helping me out. And, you know, the ratings are going up on this show. And like I said, my goal is to make this one of the most popular shows on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. I can't compete with the big boys, but let me tell you, if I can make this a popular show that tackles the issues, and we could have some sort of awakening out there in our country, then by all means, keep calling in. You know, hey, you don't have to listen to the whole show. Go back and listen to the archive shows. That's why they're there. You ain't got time and you're at work, okay? But thanks for listening. Hang on, I got one person here that just pressed one. I'm going to give him a shot. I'm going to give him a chance here. Go ahead. You're on. I got you now, I think. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay, thanks, Joe. This is Joe Gibson. You know, funny, we got the same name, but from Florida. Okay, I just want to mention, with all the talk that you were giving everybody about inoculations and what everything. Don't forget, there is mercury in the needles. And my doctor, they asked me if I wanted a shot. And I told her, no, I don't take them. She says, well, good, I don't take them either, Joe. But the mercury that is just a very, very small amount, but the mercury goes to a person's brain, and it could be very, very disastrous down the road. You know, it's basically it's something that, shows up later down the road, and it's accumulative. So that's about all I have, Joe. I listened to you, though. Yeah.
Joe, are you saying that the mercury is in the needle, too? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. When you get the shot,
wow!
It also has a small, very small degree of mercury, and like I said, the assistant from my doctor, she won't take a needle either. Go ahead.
Wow. Hey, Joe. Thanks. I appreciate you offering that information. I mean, you won't take a needle, but what happens? I just want to put. I'm not trying to keep you on here, but what happens if they make it mandatory? What are you going to tell them?
Well, religious convictions, and one thing is my age. I'm so old right now. You know, Methuselah and I could be cousins, but. you know, this is one of the things that people have to mention. Another thing, while you're on the air, I could mention the electric meters that we have down here. You probably had them too, don't you?
The smart meters? Are you talking about those? The smart meters?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard about them. Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing went that. They sent a letter out to everybody that, they're going to have smart meters and let them come on your property and install the smart meter. Then I called up and I said, no, I don't want any. So probably a month later, they said, okay, you don't have to have it. Then it was about 3 months later, they sent me a thing and $13 a month extra if you want a smart meter. And
wow.
I looked into part of it. And basically, there are so many things that a smart meter can do, okay? One thing that I can say that I know is that they finally put the smart meter in the house.
Yeah.
You know, money happens to be very important for everybody. But all in all, my fire detection... Okay, went off, and I found out that it had to be that because that's all there was that was up close to the smart meter in my leading in my ham shack and leading to my bathroom. But all in all, I disconnected everything, put the wires away, and now I got one less fire detector in my house. That's all I have right now. Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, thank you very much. I got one other caller that wants to check in. That's Joe in Florida. Thanks for participating tonight. I appreciate it. I really do. All right. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi there. My name is Joe Gibson. I'm calling from Connecticut.
Everybody's Joe tonight. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in and talk about a few things. And we'll start with the ladder and work backwards, the smart meters. Yeah, not only do they put them on your house when you don't want them, they sneak them in, they charge you for them. And the smart meters, they can tell, you know, when your refrigerator goes on and when you have the highest demands and peaks. And they can probably do a lot of other things we don't even know about. And as far as the vaccines go, the peanut allergies, the latex allergies that people are having, it's because the vaccines are made with monkey parts, latex. And when you inject something like that into your veins, which isn't supposed to be, because your body has natural defenses if you were to breathe it in or get it on your skin, it affects you years down the road. And that's like with children getting vaccines for school. Right away, they're fine, but the problems don't set in generally for years down the road. That's all I've got to say on that.
Wow. Well, I appreciate your input on the vaccinations. And, yeah, that's important. That's real important. And I know for a fact from you calling in the past, I'd like to have you on in the future talking about vaccinations where you can really ramble on and educate people about really all this poison we're eating in the food and what we should do. Now, a lot of people say, well, I can't afford all that expensive food. Well, you won't be able to afford those expensive doctor bills either, right?
I appreciate you wanting me to call in and talk about it, but I really don't know that much. I just know what I've listened to and what other people have told me. And as far as the service people getting out of the Army, Navy, or Air Force, you know, they get all these vaccines, and I don't know how many they get when they go in, but they get loaded. And now you hear, you know, they come out with PTSD, and, you know, there's many of them that are living on the benches downtown or living in the woods or whatever. Well, you know, it could not be from the war and their experiences there. It could be the vaccines finally kicking in.
True. That's true. You're right. Because, look, how much combat action? I talked to one veteran one time and said he never shot his gun, but yet he's all screwed up in the head. Ow! Right?
It's like our commander-in-chief down in Washington. He's never shot a BB gun.
Well, I appreciate you, cutting in tonight and giving your opinion, and Joe in Florida, too. I really appreciate that. That helps me out. But I'm going to go ahead and get ready to wrap it up for tonight. We've been on here long enough. Like I said, the support tonight has been great. I appreciate that, and we'll be back on again tomorrow night. And like I said, if anyone's got a show idea or you got something to say, you want to get on here, all you got to do is send me a message. I'll put you on here. I'll give you just as much time as I talk. If you have something important to contribute, like I said, just be polite, be professional. Hey, not, you know, you want to debate that? I'm not saying you can't do that either, but let's just keep it professional. That's all that I ask. But anyway, good night, and I really appreciate everyone participating. Really, I do. Thank you very much.
See everybody.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
Believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda.
All you got to do is start looking around, start thinking for yourself, start investigating things, and you will see it all right there. So you have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
And for me, give me liberty or give me death!
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being lied to, that there's an agenda.
It's not left or right. It's, hey, there's mind control going on. The signal's broadcast 24 hours a day through all this media. Just become aware of it, and they'll say, there's nothing going on. And I want to say, put on these glasses or start chewing concrete.
They have taken the hearts and minds of our leaders. They have recruited the rich and the powerful. And they have blinded us to the truth.
The question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
An estimated 50 to 70 million Americans suffer from a sleep disorder or sleep deprivation.
Outside the limit of our sight, feeding office, perched on top of us from birth to death, are our owners.
Latest census numbers prove the United States has the biggest gap between rich and poor compared to all westernized countries today.
I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're being... I feel like this all the time, trying to politically awaken people that they're...